The name Herbin is synonymous with the town of Wolfville. Born in Windsor in 1860, he left school at the age of 9 to learn his father's trade, that of a goldsmith. At the age of 21, he moved with his father to Colorado to open a jewelry business. In 1884, he returned to Wolfville, found a job as a watchmaker, and 2 years later, entered Acadia as a student. While continuing to work a full-time job and attend classes, John Frederick found time to get involved with athletics at Acadia, notably cricket, running, and swimming. He was a gifted cricket player and coach, a champion swimmer, winning prizes for long swimming, fast swimming, fancy swimming, and diving. In the fall of 1889, John Frederick Herbin was elected president of the newly formed Acadia Amateur Athletic Association. Recognizing the need for proper athletic facilities on campus, Herbin's group worked with the Board of Governors to finance and construct Acadia's first gymnasium at the cost of $1,500. At the time, 1890, it was considered to be the best-equipped gym in the Maritimes. After graduation, he continued to work tirelessly to help develop athletic facilities at Acadia and was a force behind creating what is now Raymond Field. John Frederick was a noted poet and promoter of Acadian culture and was instrumental in the creation of Grand Pré Park. He served on Wolfville Town Council and was a former mayor. The jewelry store he established is still operated by members of the Herbin family.
Thanks for listening to another Acadia Sports Heritage Moment with Stan Cameron.